always keep the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for his angels. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this day that he's given us. This blessed, pretty, beautiful, glorious, wonderful, brand new day that he gave us. Thank him for it. I pray that he would help us to remove any and everything that might hinder our worship. May he bless our ears of hearing, hearts of receiving, and our wills to obey. Continuous prayer for the Hoosier family, that God would bless and strengthen them, even in their loss. Today, our subject is taken from the book of Daniel. What was read to you, verse 8, but I would like to read from verse 1 through 8. That's Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ephesus, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, of the wine which he had drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the princes of the eunuch gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Our subject this morning is, he said no. He said no. Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, refused to eat the rich food and wine from the Babylonian king's table. The men were taken captive and brought to the court of the king Nebuchadnezzar to be trained for royal service. Their refusal was based on their desire to honor God and avoid rituals or moral defilement, even in a foreign land. This act of conviction was significant for several reasons. The royal food likely violated the Jewish dietary laws, as it may have included non-kosher ingredients or food prepared in non-kosher ways. The food and wine were likely offered to Babylonian gods as a dedication ritual before being served, which Daniel and his friends would have considered idolatry. By rejecting the king's delicacies, Daniel was drawing a clear line, refusing to be assimilated into Babylonian pagan culture and compromising his alliance to God. Daniel's decision to propose a 10-day test to eat only vegetables and water, showed his faith that God would sustain them and prove his faithfulness. In the end, after the 10 days test, Daniel and his friends looked healthier than the other trainees who ate the king's food. As a result, the officials in charge allowed them to continue their diet, and God rewarded their faithfulness with knowledge, wisdom, and favor. Daniel could have just gone along just to get along. After all, that was King Nebuchadnezzar. He could have just ate, drank, and be merry. He could have just moved up the ladder, but he chose not to compromise his allegiance to God. He said no. In our relationship with God, there are some things we are just supposed to say no to. Things that we are supposed to say no to, we say no to. Even if it costs our friendship with others. Even if it costs our relationship with others. Even if it costs our fellowship with others. Even if it costs our approval with others. Even if it costs our jobs or our promotion on our jobs, even if it costs our lives, we should never compromise God's word. Proverbs 29 and 25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." This verse addresses the motivation behind sinfully getting along. Prioritizing other approvals over God creates a trap that leads to compromise and a spiritual danger. Galatians 1:10 says, I am now trying to win the approval of men or of God. If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. The Apostle Paul makes it clear that the followers of Christ cannot be primarily motivated by the desire to please people. This mentality opposes serving God. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." This command challenged the idea of going along with sin to avoid conflict. It instructs believers to separate themselves from sin and expose it for what it is, rather than offering a quiet approval. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walk with the wise become wise, but the companion of fools suffer harm." This proverb warns about the corrupting influence of bad company. Sinfully getting along means spending time with people who have a corrupting influence and can lead to a personal harm. 1 Corinthians 5:10 says, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of a brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not to even eat with such a one." In the context of the church, this verse provides a sharp correction to passive acceptance of sin. While it doesn't apply to the same degree to unbelievers, it shows that a loving community holds members accountable and does not silently approve of sinful behavior. Not many people, when they ask a favor or help in some way, like to hear no for an answer. But there are times when no is the best answer. Daniel refused to eat the king's food and drink the king's wine. He said no. Now, Daniel could have just go along to get along, but he says, God is, even though Nebuchadnezzar is king, Daniel says, there's a king above you who I serve. And your wine and your meat, this it's just not right. And I'm not going to eat it. He said no to the king. You know, we sometimes don't want to say no to our bosses. You know, if he says, I want you to work overtime, you know, he's just going to tell you to work overtime. And guess what? You're going to work overtime. Are you with me? You can't say no to some people. But no sometimes is the best answer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to fall down and worship the golden image of King Nebuchadnezzar. Once again, this is the king. He put out a decree saying, "You know, when you hear the sounds of the harp and the music, right? Bow down." But they said, "No." Daniel refused not to stop praying, even though they had King Darius's to sign a decree saying that, you know, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, he shall be thrown into the den of lions. Oh, if we had known that, would we still say no? But Daniel said no. Saul told David, put on this armor to fight the giant. David said no. Joseph said no to Potiphar's wife when she was after him. He could have went along to get along. And who knows, if he had went along, he could have probably took Potiphar's place. Huh? You know how some of us men think, you know? Amen. Paul asked Jesus three times. Paul really need that thorn moved from his flesh. Three times Paul asked Jesus to remove that thorn. Jesus said no. Jesus asked God to let this cup pass from me. God didn't do it. You see, there's going to be some no's in our lives. And not because we hate nobody, not because we don't agree with you or whatever, but sometimes a no is just the best thing. Are you with me? And I know some people, they just don't like no, you know, they just don't like that word no. But I have lived here for a while now, and many no's have come my way. Are you with me? And I've learned, you know, to listen to those no's, because sometimes those no's is really important. I'm not hearing something. Are you with me? I'm not hearing it correctly. I'm just hearing a person saying no. But what about why the person is saying no? Are you with me? Why that person is saying no? That's what I need to hear. There's a time for all things. A time to say yes. A time to say no. A time to accept yes, and a time to accept no. Matthew 5:37 says, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh evil. In other words, if you're going to say yes, let the yes be true. If you're going to say no, let the no be true. Just be true about it. Don't just say yes because, and you don't really mean it. Don't say no just because you don't really mean it. Be true. Be true about it. Be true about it. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. If it's no, it's no. It's not because I hate you. Because if I got to say no, I've come to the point in my life that it's no. And if you hate me for saying it, that's on you. If you say no to me, if I hate you for it, that's on me. But we walk by faith and not by sight. For those who have an ear, let him hear. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. You see, we hear somebody If they say no, sometimes just leave it as it is. Do you want to eat this? No. It might hurt. It might sting a little. Are you with me? You want something to drink? I remember I went to someone's house one time. They said, you want something to drink? I said, no. Oh, you think you're too good to drink? I don't want nothing to drink. Are you with me? Just don't want it. You know, and I know people, they feel that way. You know, just like if you come over to the house, they said, would you like a piece of cake? Right? You said no. That hurt their feelings. So you're going to eat the cake just not to hurt their feelings? Well, you can do it. That's you. I'm not going to do it. If I don't want it, I don't want it. Simple as that. If I don't want it, if I say no, just leave it as no. If I say yes, please, thank you. But if I say no, Daniel said no. He said he didn't want to eat the king's food because that would be disapproval with God. Once again, there's many no's in this world that we may have to say. And those no's may be the best thing to say instead of just going along saying yes and you don't really mean it. Let your yeas be yea and your nay be nay. If you're here, you're not a member of the church, there's some steps you must take. You must hear God's word. You must believe what you heard. What did you hear? That Jesus came from heaven, down from heaven, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, suffered, died on a cruel cross for you and for me. On that third day, he rose with all powers in his hand. Praise God that he rose. If he had just died, it wouldn't have been nothing. If he had just said that he don't want to do it again, it would be nothing. But he died and he rose again on that third day, just like he was supposed to. We must repent of our ways. Once again, repent means if you're going in the wrong direction, just don't stop, but turn around. Just don't stop because many have stopped. You know, I quit smoking. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, I quit drinking. That's all right. Have you come to God? No, I ain't done that yet. I didn't come to God yet, but I've stopped smoking. Turn around. Come to God. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. After that, stay faithful in God's grace. Keep coming. Keep on believing. Keep trying. It's gonna get rough sometimes. It ain't gonna be an easy road. David said, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you see, this is a valley of shadow of death that we walk through. But we fear no evil because thou, God, is with us. He's with us. Stay in God. Stay safe in God. Somebody going to say that, oh, you're just safe because you got that hedge around you. You said, yes, that's right. Exactly. You are so right. And you can stay safe if you get this hedge around you. Well, you see, stay safe in God. You must come to worship. You must be able to learn. You must be able to teach. And above all those musts, you must love. Because without the love, there ain't nothing to it. You can act like you love. I'm going to tell you, from my understanding, if I act like I love you, it ain't going to do me no good. Are you with me? It ain't going to do me no good. Because I wouldn't want to see God face to face and he said, I don't know you. I don't want that. I don't know about you. But you know, I don't want that. I'm going to tell you the truth. All right? I love you, not by your flesh. I love you through the spirit. Because if I love you through the flesh, I'm going to hate you. And it ain't going to be no love. Because my flesh is talking, saying something that the Spirit is not saying, doing something that the Spirit is not doing. Amen. You see, we have to be truthful on this. If you're here and you are a member of the church, and you are in need of prayer, and we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.